Hello and welcome to the Grace is Brave podcast. I'm Chris Kratzer. It's so great to be able to be with you again. And by the way, as this podcast is getting going, I want to just thank you for all who have been listening along the way. You've taken in one of the five episodes now, I guess. And I believe this is episode number 6. And I want to thank those who have actually started to give. I mean, that's an amazing thing. What generous people they are. And you've been sharing and you've been giving feedback and good stuff. And I really do appreciate that. And I hope you're finding some great value in this podcast, Grace is Brave, Be Brave. And today, oh man, do we have a topic to flesh out. And I just want to say I'm kind of extending myself here in a little bit of bravery because I have a suspicion that some of you are going to think maybe Chris Kratzer is somewhat of a whack job. That maybe there's a couple floors where the elevator does not ascend to. Because the topic or the title of this podcast is This is Why the Aliens Don't Come. And I'm just going to put it out there. I'm not going to hide it. I really do believe in aliens. And maybe you don't, and that's cool, but you don't have to either. But I do. I believe in extraterrestrial life. I believe we are not the only kids on the block. And I do believe that we've had visits from aliens here upon the earth. And you might be saying, well, I'm just, Chris Kratzer's all about those conspiracies. I really do believe some of that. I really do believe that the government has hidden some of that stuff from us. And I want to talk about, you know, not necessarily the reality of whether that's taken place, but I want to talk about perhaps the reason why the aliens don't come in a very communal, public kind of way. Whether, you know, why is it that we don't, we see, you know, things and we have reports of those things, but why hasn't it just come out, you know, and just, you know, really stepped into our society and really sought to find community with us? Why is that? Why don't these spiritual higher life forms, why don't they make themselves known all together and find community with us? Well, I've got some ideas about that because I do believe that these life forms, these aliens are spiritual. They are higher. They are further and advanced emotionally, spiritually, physically, intellectually than we are. So why don't they come? Well, the first on my list would be is that we as humans are a very self-centered people. I mean, when you look around, I'm not sure that we have really evolved in our self-centeredness. And by that, I mean self-centeredness, that we've evolved past it. We've gotten better, I think, at being self-centered. I mean, our technology has gotten better. Medicine's gotten better. All those things have gotten better. But I think still in the end, we're still a barbarically self-centered people. I mean, everything, and I include myself in all this, everything centers around ourselves. Everything. We are a very self-centered people. It's all about us and living our best life and, you know, moving forward and having this and having this and feeling that. I mean, you just go to the bookstore and the biggest row in the bookstore is self-help. It's not other people help. It's self-help. Well, what do I need to do to look better, feel better, have more, do more, enjoy more? Very self-centered. Second reason why the aliens don't come is because we are such a violent people. I mean, you don't have to look at history, though history will certainly tell the tale. You just look at now. I mean, how violent we are towards, like, creation. Because we're so self-centered, we are willing to do anything to appease our appetite for self, even if it means being violent to creation, just completely abusing and raping creation for ourselves. We are violent towards our fellow humans, right? We're violent physically, emotionally, and spiritually towards each other. I mean, violence is such a part of who we become. It's almost like we become numb to that. We're so self-centered and we've chosen violence as a way to get what we think that we want and we deserve. And so we're a self-centered people. We're a violent people. And third, we're a very transactional people. Altruism is the exception. It's not the norm. We're very like, you do this and I'll do that. You pay for this, I'll give you that. It's very transactional. If you do, say, whatever, then I will do, say, whatever. Everything bounces off something else. It's conditional. You fulfill this, I'll fulfill this. You promise this, I'll promise that. Transactional. And then fourth, we are ignorant of God. And this, my friends, is where some of you are going to tune out. You're gonna disagree. You're gonna be like, But we as a people, especially Christianity, here we go, are ignorant of God, starting with the Bible. Now, I'm just going to put this out there, and I want you to listen very closely to me, because I just don't want to get the emails and the messages. Obviously, these attributes that I've just listed, self-centered, violent, transactional, ignorant of God people, is not manifested. They are not manifested in everyone all the time. There are good people out there. But as a society, as a human race, they are winning over. We are not better. If anything, we are worse. And I think a big part of the reason why the aliens don't come is because when they look at our spirituality, and I'm going to highlight Christianity. I don't know if Christianity is the most dominant world religion, but it's the most dominant in America, and it's certainly, I think, most dominant, you know, statistically or in terms of numbers. But even if it isn't, it's big. And they look at that kind of spirituality and realize that Christianity is not helping. It's making it worse. It's spiritually justifying all the things that make humanity not good. It spiritually justifies self-centeredness. It spiritually justifies violence and transactional kind of societies and being ignorant of God. It spiritually justifies these attributes instead of combating them as a whole. And when you have a society, when you have a system that spiritually justifies those kind of negative attributes, you're going to look at that as an alien. You're going to go, oh no, there is something seriously wrong. And we maybe will visit, but we cannot find community and unity with these people. It's too dangerous. I mean, when you allow your dominant spiritualities to, and I'm just going to talk about Christianity, to be that which pours gas on evil instead of subduing and disarming it, it is not a human society that you have. It is an inhumane society. And that's why they don't come. And that's why many people, maybe you, wouldn't mind leaving and finding another place in this world, this universe. See, Jesus, now here we go again. I'm going to say some things here that might cause you to be stirred. But Jesus is really the first alien to truly come and try to find community and wholeness and fellowship with us. Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus is the first alien, right? And it's said in Scripture that Jesus comes to bring salvation. But see, here's where Christianity has gotten it all wrong. The word salvation actually means sozo in Greek. That's the word, and its meaning is wholeness. Sorry, evangelical, it's not about getting people out of hell into heaven. That is not the essence of salvation. Stop saying that. The essence of salvation is wholeness, individually, communally, universally. And I want to talk about how salvation can win the day on our planet through humanity. The very thing that Jesus came and they killed him for it. So if you're an alien and you look at what happens to Jesus when Jesus, an alien, comes and they kill him, you might rethink it as well. And I want to tell you where we can start to move towards salvation and away from the evils that we've adopted as human beings. The first is that we got to move away from the Bible. I think we spend way too much on the Bible, quoting it, debating it, exegeting it. Come on, folks. Are you kidding me? What has that ever improved in our society compared to what it has done to destroy it? We need to move away from the Bible towards the cosmic mind within us. I believe the most important part of the Bible, the most important verse that really starts to connect with the universal Christ, is when the writer, John, said that God has placed his light within all people. Oh, man. There you go. Close it. Close the damn book. Move on. Take that verse and go, oh, there you go. Salvation, wholeness, there it is. Everything you need. God has placed his light within all people. That's it. We got to move away from the Bible, folks, into the cosmic mind, the mind of Christ that is within, the universal spirit, whatever you want to call it. The light is within all of us. And every time we crack the Bible, unfortunately, we eclipse our capacity to engage the mind, the light within us. The Bible was never intended to be our home. It was intended to be a platform, not a prison. Second is, salvation is equality. That we are all created equal. That we are all created in equal value and worth and opportunity and promise and divinity and acceptance and affirmation. We are all equal. None of us are better, only different. And third, that we are interconnected. That salvation is not an individual sport. We are all together different. Well, you just need to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and invite him into your heart. Do you realize how much, particularly conservative evangelicalism, has taken salvation and made it a personal affair? And becoming more spiritual and overcoming things in your life and becoming all that you can be in Jesus Christ. There is no such thing as a relationship with God. It does not exist. There's only interconnection. There's only communion and union with God. And that is something that you already have. You can't establish it. It's already there. The light is within you. It is interconnected, and not just interconnected with you, but interconnected with all living things. It is everywhere. It is interconnected with the universe. Jesus is the all and in all, the light in you and all things. Salvation is that we are interconnected with each other, with creation. When we destroy creation, we destroy ourselves. When we destroy other people, we destroy ourselves. When we make God into a relationship and in a transactional relationship, we destroy both God and ourselves. It is the crucifixion. And number four, salvation for us is realizing that earth is our sanctuary, not just our source of sustenance. It's not there for our personal consumption. It is there for our communal sanctuary. The word sanctuary actually means safe place. Earth is our safe place to be human. And see, I believe when we adopt those things that Jesus, in a sense, the first alien to try to come and find communion and union, then I believe the aliens will come. The aliens will come. But until those things happen, salvation has not been embraced. It has not been received. We must become a people who move away from the Bible and plain Bible and in sense and instead delve into the mind of Christ within us. We must become a people of equality and interconnection with God and each other and creation and see the earth as sanctuary, not personal sustenance. Well, I hope you have enjoyed this podcast and it's given you things to think about. Write me, email me, give me your feedback. And I would love for whatever platform you're on to share this with others. Thank you for listening. I love you. Grace is brave. Be brave.